Man, I don't make many impulse purchases, but I just made an impulse purchase. Like, I'm kind of a fool. I don't know. Probably a bad idea. Probably not a good investment. But I haven't had, like, a good Bluetooth speaker in a long time. And there was this cheesy Bluetooth speaker available at Sam's. And it was on, like, lower price discount clearance. Like, they're getting rid of them. And Sam's does, like, where, like, if you... Oh, no. Someone had a car wreck. Sam's will have a clearance on something that they're going to get off the shelves. And it'll drop in price drastically as it goes down. Because eventually they have to get rid of them. So usually you'll find the last one will be like half off. Well, this isn't to that point yet. And I probably could have waited because I still had like 100 of them. But it's a Bluetooth speaker that has like disco party lights on it and stuff. And it's cheesy as can be. It's waterproof. Made for playing in the pool. Like, take your music in the pool and have a party. It's really cheesy. But think of it this, okay? When you go kayaking, you need safety lights at night. Okay? Like, blinking lights to keep people from running you over in a speedboat. And it's nice to have music, and it's nice for it to be waterproof. So, really, it's ideal for that. And it's got giant handles on it for, like, taking places, like going walking or whatever, but you could use those handles as strapping points to strap it down to things. So it's kind of, it just made a lot of sense to me. Total impulse purchase. I might regret it. The sound quality was okay, but I've heard better. But the price range was, I don't know. It's one of those things. I could think about it all day and for weeks and not make a decision and still not have a Bluetooth speaker. So I went ahead and drove down just was like, I happened to be at Sam's returning something else. And I was like, impulse purchase time. I'm just going to be wild and buy this and then regret it. But, I haven't really kayaked this season, but normally that would be something I really enjoy, just having my Bluetooth speaker or my kayak. But I had some cheap little Bluetooth speakers that I got used. Purchased at like thrift stores, and they always ended up, they worked fine, and then they'd have some problem. Either the battery went bad, or the Bluetooth usually is the problem. Like, there's a Bluetooth connection issue, it'll disconnect randomly, that kind of stuff. That's usually the headache on cheap stuff. But right now I don't have anything, and even just around the house, it's an ordeal if you want to listen to something. Now, actually, my house has actually a lot of... All I have to do is tell Alexa to connect to things. But like, as far as working outside and doing stuff outside, it'll be nice to have a Bluetooth speaker again. So, we'll see how much I regret it. I'll check back in and see how much I've actually used it. It looks cheesy as can be. Like, it has a disco ball on the top of it, and it looks stupid, but if you can get over the look of it, it functionally, it does everything I need it to do, and so I might get teased for it, but I liked the idea, and it's big too. It's honking big, which means I won't lose it. It's rugged. So hopefully I can take a beating, because I do put a lot of abuse into technology. But we'll see. I'm going to check back in once I get inside the house and home, because there's neighbors outside. They're going to look at me funny if I'm talking to myself. All right, so I got home. I plugged it in. I don't know. It's fine. Like, it's one of those things. Like, I'm an audiophile. I really like quality audio. My favorite speaker, like Bluetooth speakers, those JBL speakers, but they're $300, and I'm not going to invest in $300 to have super high quality audio. Most of what I listen to is like podcasts. It's like people talking. So I don't know. This is probably gonna be great. The lights are silly, but you can turn it on. You put an app on your phone, and you can like tune in the lights to do exactly what you want. And so you can just have it kind of like blink in red, which is perfect for going kayaking. So, you know, it'll work. It'll make a nice safety light, and it's a speaker. So, yeah, play a little music while I go kayaking on the lake. Speaking of which, I got a call from a friend today, said I should go to the lake and look at driftwood, because the lake's really low right now, and then he said he found a spot where there's just some amazing driftwood that I should collect, because I have a I collect a little driftwood. Normally I only collect driftwood that like I got from a specific location, like not around here. Usually when I travel, it's like my little keepsake is to find a piece of driftwood on a river. Even if I'm not kayaking, I'll just go like for a hike and find a river where it's, you know, at a bend, there's always a little collection of driftwood. Especially after storms and stuff. But I might go out later tonight. Enjoy the sunset. It's going to be beautiful tonight. I can already tell. I've been, this is just kind of a side note thing. I've been working on my truck, because I've been doing a lot of traveling and filming when I travel. And it's disgusting and embarrassing that my windows are kind of always dirty. I get bird poop on my windows a lot because where I park is under a tree. So I remember being a kid and my brother being really into Rain-X and like polishing his windows and mirrors with Rain-X to the point that nothing could stick to it. And so I thought I'd give that a try. And oh my goodness, my truck right now, the clarity is so nice. And so I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep polishing it and get it to where it's like nothing, no bird poop just falls right off of it, and see how that goes. But also, you know, I'm probably going to wash my truck more often now, because it's just nice being able to film out of the window while you're driving and have a little part of the documentary film, have some B-roll of the trip and stuff like that. So, but I just, you know, if you haven't ever used Rain-X, it's amazing. The original formula, you polish it on and then it kind of turns gray, kind of light white color, ashy looking. And then you polish, scrub that off with a dry cloth until it gets clear. And it really just makes this nice layer, like a wax, on top of the glass that is water resistant and just causes the water just to bead up and fall right off. I've also got the defog from the inside. There's another type of treatment to keep the windows from fogging on the inside. And since I don't really have a heater in my truck, in the winter, it's just kind of a bear to drive like that. So I'm going to try polishing it up on the inside with that stuff and see if that makes it more manageable in the winter to not have a heater. Although I probably should just get it fixed. I'm just a really cheapskate. And although I will make an impulse purchase sometimes, I don't know. I tend to get every time, every winter, I'm like, oh, this is unbearable for like a week. And then it's like bearable. Like I can put up with it and I'm fine. And that's just like a few weeks. And then it's usually okay. And I don't mind. Like, just bundle up. As long as I can see to drive, as long as it defrosts a little bit, I'm good to go. But, you know, when it does ice over, I'm stuck. I can't go anywhere. So that's always tough. But I do work from home, so I'm not really meeting anybody when it's iced over outside. That's the one time I'm just like, nope, you can't drag me out. I don't need to be anywhere. So anyways, that's all for today. Trying to think if there's anything else update wise. Just trucking along. Got a lot of projects in the mix. Learning a lot about video editing right now as I get more into it. I'm thinking about making a little bit more investment into the software side of things and getting some better tools and assets. Right now I've been depending heavily on using like TikTok for music, which isn't technically legal for my purposes long term. So I'm thinking about just going biting the bullet and getting a library of stock audio to work with, because it's pretty good stuff. Like I like it. It's better. It's easier to do the mixing, when I'm editing and go ahead and get just the timing and everything worked out perfectly and do the transitions with the beat and music and, stuff like that. So, as I get into that, I might just bite the bullet. I think that's probably the plan next week. Oh, speaking of which, right now I need to sit down and do some business stuff. I need to send out my monthly invoices. I'm already a couple days late for that. Anyways, that's my deal today. I'm gonna get back to work, watch a movie or two, and eat some dinner. My wife's out tonight for a work thing, so I'm just kind of stuck doing my own thing tonight, and it's already off to a terrible start. So Gotta get productive. All right. Bye. Have a good one.